producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's a day to talk about, well, we have 97 different things to talk about as usual. Today is February the 29th.
Leap year. I love having an extra day in birthday month.
Do you really?
Yeah, because I feel kind of ripped off. You know, most people have 30 days, 31 days, right? Yeah.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Oh, give me a break, Rich. This is a real problem. You want to know why?
It's a real problem.
Yeah, it is. And you want to know why? I'm going to stand up on behalf of all February birthday babies out there and make this statement. We will not rest until we get an additional 2 days back, because when you, now all the marketing things are for like Macy's or Kohl's, the department stores, they send you a coupon for your birthday and they say, here's $10 to use. Happy birthday, right?
Happy birthday to you.
But it's only good for your birthday month.
Oh, well, no. And you don't have, we have, so
we have
shortened.
We're shorted by 2 days. That's unfair.
Outrageous.
February lives matter, Rich.
Yeah.
Go talk to Caesar, whoever, the Pope Gregory the 13th or whatever.
Caesar, Augustus.
Made the new calendars.
Julius, yeah. Okay. February 29th, catch-up day.
Catch up.
Let's see here. The astrophysicist Neil Tyson told, let's see here, a columnist that today is a day that we need, like, that extra second that comes every 10 years or so, a quarter of a second that they have to adjust the clocks.
Right or wrong.
Right. It actually takes the Earth a bit less than 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. So one day is dropped at the turn of every century, except when that year is divisible by 400. Did you know that?
No, I
didn't. Richie was just talking about the Gregorian calendar. Leap years balance the calendar. But in your mind, think about this. This is what really blows your mind. So those quarter days, how do they all add up? And it comes, if it's a 3 1/4 day cycle, how do you just arbitrarily put those 4 quarters together and you come up with another day? How come things aren't out of balance by that 1/4 day at the end of every year? Do you ever think about that?
I think it's all a joke that they're playing on us. I don't think it's really... whatever, 9 minutes and 40 seconds past the hour right now.
Yeah.
It could be 11 minutes past the hour for me.
Well, time only means something here. It doesn't mean something anywhere else.
Right, yeah.
Doesn't mean anything in eternity. Means nothing in terms of the spirit world. It means nothing. It's hard to predict things like that. There is also a tradition of the ladies' privilege in Ireland. Have you heard about that, Jennifer? Women proposing to men on the 29th of February?
I love that. I think that, actually. That's a thing, right? A tradition?
There are 200,000 Americans who have a birthday on February the 29th.
Yeah, my sister
called leapers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, leapers. Not to be confused with the lepers.
No.
By the way, which is a whole different
Can
class.
Can you imagine if you were a leaper and a leper? What kind
that
of a problem
would be
you
probably
have?
Very exciting.
I'd buy a lotto ticket if I were
so
there.
So are there free food specials? Aren't there a lot of places that have free food? Like
not
IHOP
if you're a leaper leper, because your tongue will fall off.
Uh-huh.
Could end up in a salad bar.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's see. If we didn't have leap years...
Leap or lepers eating lettuce.
Today would be July 15th, 2017. That blows out. You want to blow your mind?
Wow.
Think about that. I am...
So not that this has anything to do with anything, but it sort of does.
Yes.
There is a move afoot.
There is. Which foot?
I don't know. Left, right? Yeah. It's California. It's probably the left foot. California wants to get rid of daylight savings time. And I am so behind this. I think we need to all get rid of daylight savings
time. Daylight time is over this weekend.
It's horrible.
It's next weekend. It's, I think it's the 16th, March 16th.
She's the first weekend in March. Change this year?
So to keep it where it stays lighter longer or to keep it where it stays darker?
I don't care. Early. Just shut it down right now. Because no, here's the thing. When you fall forward and, spring forward and fall back. When you spring forward, do you know that's the most death-defying day of the year? People have the most car accidents. People die because their bodies can't handle it and they're fatigued. This is a terrible practice that is no longer necessary with modern farming and agriculture. Yeah. I can't.
Well, it's done for farming.
But
the vacations.
You don't need it anymore.
If we get rid of it, it'll be the one where it's dark at 4 o'clock.
So? Get over it.
I don't want that. Right. I want it to be light until 8 o'clock at night.
So then move to another hemisphere.
Yeah, the pattern of daylight it already switches. I mean, look, we're not in daylight savings time right now, and it still stays light till past 6 o'clock at my house.
Uh-huh. At your house.
Today, yeah, so move. We live in that junkie in Virginia. Newcastle. We're on about the same plane.
All right, today, weather-wise around the country, very decent weather. East Coast has a little bit of shower activity. Northeast, Pennsylvania, New York State, some rain this morning. New England, a little rain this afternoon. Temperatures in the 50s where I am. Richie, what's the temperature where you are in Washington?
Oh, it was beautiful yesterday, 65. Today it'll be up to 62. Yeah, we're starting to break into the spring weather.
Yeah, I think so. Grass is turning a little bit green here. Really not much frost left in the ground. Jen, temperature, what, in the 80s over the weekend in L.A.?
All the snow's melted. All the Los Angeles snow that doesn't
all
exist.
Gone. Thank you very much.
It's been about 85 consistently for the last week or two.
You know, there's a lot of conversation trying to understand American politics and how dumb it has become. And one wonders whether or not that's not because, and we talk about this with regard to the fascination we have with the millennial generation and how they got most of their news from Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart. And when they look at public figures, you probably get the best example of that in a way, that people disconnected from what's going on by listening to Chris Rock interview mostly those young black people outside of the Apollo Theater last night. That was something that was very telling, at least as far as that business is concerned. But you get to, I think, play it through because there are a lot of embarrassing informational tidbits, videos, and that sort of thing where the news focuses on what you know about politics and politicians, and it's the same sort of thing. And then there are those in the news media who decry the likes of the Daily Show because they aren't real news programs, the news sources. Well, you've ruined that for yourself. That nobody's to blame for that except you. The way that you run things and you invect yourself into all the stories. Walter Cronkite didn't do that. Huntley Brinkley didn't do that. Even some of the more recent people who have been doing this did not do it the way it's done now. Cable news networks, the expectations of the political candidates, the news cycles all been changed because of the 24-hour. And so they've got to come across with things all the time. So whenever Ted Cruz burps, whenever Marco Rubio has gas, whenever Donald Trump has something outrageous to say or even tweet, here's the latest thing. Ted Cruz suggesting that Trump doesn't release his tax returns because he's tied to the mafia.
Keep in mind, Cruz hasn't released his returns either.
Neither has Rubio.
Rubio, I believe that because Mitt Romney has been the vocal piece on this, Marco Rubio's tax returns are probably in the clear. Mm-hmm. It's my full belief that this is an RNC plot to take on Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. That's why they were making such a big deal about these tax returns.
So what does this tell you? How despicable are these people in the RNC?
There's a ruling class.
There is a ruling.
The
DNC, you're right.
And the RNC. Yeah. Don't let party lines separate you on this.
So instead of talking about himself and what he can can do for the country. Cruz, if you want to lose your vote for Cruz, all he can do is dig around into Trump's links with S&A Construction, which may be mafia. I got news for you, pal. There isn't anybody in construction in New York City that's not connected to the mob. Nobody. And New Jersey would be the same thing, and most of the East Coast big cities. And I bet in Los Angeles you would find it hard, the Mexican mafia. I mean, why do they call the cement trucks CalMex? They don't call them CalMix. It's CalMex. There are lots of crooked people involved in construction. So if you're in the construction business, come on. And that's the problem. We don't have good people running for office. We really don't, because of this kind of nonsense. And because the Republican National Committee, don't want good people to run. They want to be able to control them.
I think there were a few good people in the mix in this thing. They just
didn't
kind of
forced out early.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they were forced out by the, you know, by the realities. Here's, by the way, Paul Churchill from Watch It News. There's a new poll in Florida that has some unusual information about Ted Cruz, or trending here. This is, by the way, this whole thing is trending on social media.
Public Policy Polling released a new poll of prospective Florida voters Thursday night. Donald Trump earning the support of 45% of voters in the Republican field. Marco Rubio at 25%, while Ted Cruz bringing it to 10. The most interesting part of the poll, however, was debate over whether Ted Cruz is the infamous Zodiac Killer. In a hilarious turn of events, 10% of voters said he is, and 28% said they were not sure. One of the top search terms associated with the phrase is Ted Cruz the Zodiac Killer? And he's never denied it, and maybe that's because he was born in 1970, 2 years after the Zodiac began his killing spree.
Yeah.
He's never denied it.
This is trending on Friday. It was right. Really funny.
That shows you how foolish all this is.
Okay, the best story there, though, still, and you know this has got to make our poor little Marco sweat a little, Trump is beating him by so much in his home state.
His own
45
state.
To 20.
Yeah. Yeah. He can't even mop up his own home state. And Cruz would be lucky to win Texas, too.
Well, he's more likely to win Texas than Rubio is to win Florida.
Yeah. So, and what I heard from Lindsey Graham over the weekend, BSC, can't say it on the air. I can say blank crazy.
Oh, wow.
And things that, you didn't hear that?
I did not.
Oh, yeah.
He said that about who?
Well, he talked about Trump, but he said the Republican Party has gone bat blank crazy. He says Trump says those things, so does Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. They've all gone bat blank crazy. That's what he said.
Watching Rubio over the weekend, because now he's sunk down to the Trump attacks, and it's just weird.
He's alleging that Trump wants full body mirrors in the dressing rooms for the debates because he's afraid that he's wetting his pants and he wants to be able to check his pants in the mirror.
Unbelievable. Where's another episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
My gosh.
That's what this is.
Abraham Lincoln's flipping over in that grave.
Yeah, really. I'm telling you, it is crazy. Watching the news and then people talking about it on the air, it's sad to listen to all of the big-time hosts keep touting Cruz when he's going to lose.
It's just because they're so out of touch.
They really are. 19, where are we? 20 after the hour.
Whatever.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA, They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Time for the My Three Songs contest. Prize, a great book written by Maria Filogee called Life is Good When You Do the Work. You'll have a different attitude and outlook on life when you read this book, and you'll get it when you figure out what these three songs and artists have in common. You dial us up at 888-302-3684. The three songs all are connected to something that's right before your very ears. First song, Bruce Springsteen, The Boss. This is a song that was actually from his album that did well in 1992, fourth of six single releases from that album. All right, so actually there were two albums, Lucky Town and Human Touch. Roberta could give us the whole story on that, but it isn't necessary because we're just focused on the song itself and not the ambiance to it. So first song in our three set, Leap of Faith by Bruce Springsteen. Next one, Josh Groban's singing the February song. Jen?
I might.
Got it. Top 20 album from his platinum package in the 2006. The album also featured Lady Blacksmith Mabazo. I don't know her, Dave Matthews. Who's Lady Blacksmith Mabazo? Anybody know?
Don't know.
No idea.
All right. So we got Josh Groban, who's quite popular. February song number two. First one, Leap of Faith. Third one is a song by Robert Plant.
My head's low.
99 Palms by Robert Plant. Top five, the song in 1993 about a small town of 29 Palms, California, in the Mojave Desert. It's also about a singer who was touring with Robert Plant, Alana Miles. So I got Leap of Faith, February song, 29 Palms. Duh.
Yeah.
All right, shall we talk to Nancy? Who's in Vero Beach listening to WTTV. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning.
Morning to you. Hi. How are things down there this morning?
Oh, it was very nice. Beautiful day.
I'm coming down there this afternoon. Are you going to keep it warm, like at least in the 70s for me?
I will. I promise.
All right, good for you. Thank you. All right, so what do we have cooking here? What are the three things that bring these songs together?
Leap Day, February 29th.
Yes, it is. All right. When's your birthday?
My birthday?
Yes.
October.
October what?
October 5th.
October 5th, the month before mine. So
wow.
You are a Libran.
And I am a Libra.
Are you a typical Libran?
Yes, I am.
In what way?
I have to see both sides of everything. And I have trouble making a decision because I can see both sides of everything.
Right.
Everything has to be balanced.
The song Both Sides Now was written for you. That doesn't mean you're two-faced. It just means that you study both sides.
It.
Yeah, you do get it. Yep, it's looking at both sides is a good thing, and then you have to make up your mind. That's the hardest thing for you to do. It's almost like you were bipolar in that sense.
No, not a good way, though.
No, I know you're not, but I'm just saying it's a sign of it. All right, good.
Nice.
We'll send you this book. Hold on a second. It's 28 past the hour. Warren Eckstein visits with us now, and good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Now, many of you may not want to admit it, but if you think about it, are you really being manipulated by your dogs and cats? You know, just by watching your dog or cat do certain things, banging the water bowl, for example, when it's empty, so that you fill it, or nuzzling you first thing in the morning so you get up, get out of bed, and go for a walk, you can tell that your dog and your cat is absolutely making choices. They've learned by experience that you may roll over and go back to sleep unless they're very persistent. Your dogs and cats have found out by trial and error that you will allow them to jump onto bed with you every third time they attempt it. Once your dog or cat has figured out your likes and dislikes, they're probably going to learn to manipulate them for their own purposes. For this reason, it's crucial to be consistent with your pets. They learn through association. The more consistency, the better the relationship. You're not the only ones manipulated by your pets. Me, as a pet therapist, the pet behaviorist, the pet psychologist, I'm manipulated by my pets every single day. And you know what? I don't mind it. I'll more next time.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins. Now our highest level of D3 ever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year.
Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. I used to know by now that I'm not sticking around.
Now 33 at the hour. This is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. We are here discussing Monday, February the 29th. Takes a great man to be a good listener, Richie. Just remember that. Listen, I'm going to just...
Yeah.
That's true. Great lady. Arby's is going meatless today because it's Leap Day.
But they're the roast beef shack.
Yeah, what are they going to have?
Normie?
Empty buns?
I didn't ask them. I just saw the headline.
Can you imagine going through the old drive-thru at the Arby's today, ordering a couple of roast beef sandwiches, and then getting ready to sink your teeth into it, and it's just some buns?
Buns. A Falcon 9 rocket lit its engines last night, but failed to get off the pad. SpaceX scrubbing its third attempt in 5 days to launch a commercial satellite from Cape Canaveral. No new target date was set. This is called SES-9 satellite. Elon Musk, who is the fellow who put PayPal together, is responsible for the Tesla car and also for SpaceX, was on Twitter, said that a low-thrust alarm led computers to cut off the rocket. Huh? Probably a good thing rather than having it blow up on the pad, right? Speaking of things that are on Twitter, our poll has generated some conversation because of last night's Academy Awards. Our question to you at DougSteffen.com today asks, what was your favorite part of the Academy Awards last night? A, Chris Rock. B, musical performances. C, In Memoriam. D, seeing what the stars were wearing. E, the acceptance speeches. F, other. G, I didn't watch. I would say... me would be other. I just like to look at the audience and people during the breaks as they get up and they talk to people.
Oh, that's the best part, is people watching. And see, for me, I like to watch what people are wearing.
Yeah. Here's Harry, who said, I felt that Chris Rock was funny, but why was the viewing audience being lectured about the lack of Oscars diversity? The viewing audience was not invited to nominate Oscar recipients. That's a very good point.
True.
Excellent, excellent point. One of the best things about last night, I thought, one of the cutest things about last night, was the $65,000 that was raised for Chris Rock's daughter's troop, Girl Scout troop. They raised money. Cookies, let's see here. They had a lot of, I mean, 65,000, that's a pretty good crowd there. I'm guessing, though, that that's got to be a couple of, on average, if you get 65,000 out of that group, what is the, that capacity of that theater is probably about what, Jennifer, 2,500?
Yeah, I'd say so. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of dough.
Probably pulled out of their Oscars gift bag and gave them a little something out of their gift bag that's worth $1 million.
Wasn't there controversy about their gift bags again this year? What was going on with the gift bag?
There typically is. I mean, here's the thing. You give people that rich, these are movie stars, these huge bags with stuff that are, I mean, they're valued at over $100,000 most of the time. When my mom was a teacher before she retired, this used to frost her so much because she thought if one of those people, just one of them, donated their bags to a school, because they have stuff in them like iPads, all kinds of technology.
$200,000 this year.
Yeah. She's like, we would be...
$900 toilet paper dispenser.
The winners get that stuff.
We'd be in business. I feel like if someone gave a school one of those goodie bags.
Video of the day. Richie, let's hear the audio from the video of the day. Folks at the Vox YouTube channel explaining how this year or leap year works this year and in general. It's something you got to see, but the audio is pretty compelling as well. I think you've got it handy by.
To understand leap year, you have to know this one fact. Earth rotates 365.24219 times during one full orbit of the sun. That's right, a year is not 365 days. It's 365.24219 days, which means our 365-day calendar is off by a quarter of a day, or about 6 hours, every year. It's pretty annoying. Julius Caesar thought so too. Back in 45 BC, he came up with a solution. For 3 years, we ignore that extra quarter of a day. Then every 4 years, we add those four quarter days back together and stick an extra day at the end of February. Without that leap day, the gap between the calendar year and the true year would gradually increase. After 100 years, the calendar would be off by about 25 days. So why does this matter? Billions of years ago, something smashed into Earth and knocked its axis about 23 degrees. And thus were born the seasons. Winter when we're tilted away from the sun, and summer when we're tilted toward it. And we're used to these seasons lining up with our calendar. It's handy for all sorts of record keeping. But without leap year, our calendar would become disconnected from the seasons. After 700 years or so, Christmas would show up in the middle of summer. We'd have Thanksgiving in the spring, St. Patrick's Day in the fall, and Labor Day in the winter. Chaos. It's still not a perfect system, though. Leap year actually overcorrects slightly, so every 100 years we skip a leap day. But that puts the calendar slightly behind again.
Who figured this out? All right, that's
a leap day every 100 years.
Your brain hurts.
After a few thousand
Good
years,
Lord.
We'll
Richie,
be off again
did you
by
hear me
a day.
Say we've heard enough of this?
No, I just wanted to hear the rest.
Well, that's it isn't the Rich McFadden show.
Just like, I'm not listening. I'm paying attention.
I pushed the buttons. I want to hear the rest. It was interesting.
Good for you. Well, listen to it on your own time then. Now we're done with it. We can move on. Couple of police items, because I was asked to spend more time with the police, and there are those who feel that I don't spend enough time telling good stories about how good the police are, which is nonsense. That's not what I do at all, but that's I understand how people hear that sometimes. Here's something from an officer in California, Jennifer. I've been doing this for 14 years, and this is the first time I got a call for a unicorn.
Yeah.
There was a unicorn, actually a pony that was costumed up for a birthday party like a unicorn.
Right.
On the was the unicorn.
Imagine that. The guy's like, oh, man, I came to work for this. I'm chasing a unicorn today.
So how involved were the police, not in the beginning, but as it unfolded that silly, stupid, dangerous KKK rally that took place in L.A. over the weekend? Four members of KKK came in an escalade. They got out. They were there to start trouble, and they did. And so the police showed up. It didn't look to me like the police overreacted, but there were stabbings and stompings.
Yeah, 13 people got arrested, so the police were there. Anaheim has their own PD, so they have their own police department.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a small group of people representing the KKK, they announced that they would hold a rally at Pearson Park, and by 11 a.m., a bunch of protesters, several dozen of them, had shown up to confront these guys. About an hour later, several men dressed in black with Confederate flag patches arrived in an SUV near the park, and then fighting broke out. After Klan members exited the vehicle, protesters were seen kicking a man whose shirt read Grand Dragon, and at some point, a protester collapsed on the ground, bleeding, crying that he had been stabbed. So, it just, you know, it makes you ask what year we're in at this point when this kind of stuff happens.
Yep, sure does.
You know what I was blown away by? Apparently, this was one of the strongholds of the KKK, Los Angeles County.
And it's not in Los Angeles County. Anaheim's in Orange County.
Okay, in Orange County. Yeah, in Orange County. And they were talking about the numbers of KKK back in the 20s and 30s. It was amazing how many people, and who knew?
Yeah.
Well, right, one more. I guess they were stabbing him with these flagpoles. That seemed to be the way. It's not like they came armed with knives. They were using what they had to.
So here's the other police story of note of the day, the story from Salt Lake City, where there, I don't think, are five blacks in the whole state. A 17-year-old teenager is fighting for his life this morning, was shot four times in the chest by a police officer because he was carrying a broomstick. I don't know that it was because he was carrying a broomstick. What I see here, he was near a homeless shelter in Salt Lake. It was late in the night. Police came. They saw what was going on. They surrounded this man and the boy, who the boy was apparently arguing with this fellow, and he was holding a broomstick in a threatening way. He was told to put it down. He didn't. Shots were fired. He's hit in the chest four times, and now he's fighting for his life. So are we second-guessing here? I don't know any more about it than that, other than I hear these stories, and I wonder, I become defensive a little bit because I wonder if the news media isn't piling on here a little bit. I didn't need to know that. You didn't need to know. I told him the only reason I would have stayed away from it, except that I'm in the back of my mind, I'm listening to this stuff from this police officer who called from Brownwood, Texas, early on. And the discussion was about what people think, or at least police officers think, I think about the police. I think sometimes the police officers are a little too sensitive about their own. If you're doing a good job and you're a good police officer, you know you are. And that's all you have to know, is that you, in your heart and your soul and your mind and your person, know that you're doing a good job, as is the case with anybody on any in any position. I know I do a good job as a radio person. Jennifer does, Rishi does, that's why they're here. If you're a bus driver and you haven't had an accident in 34 years, you're a good bus driver, and you probably know that you are a good bus driver. You take pride in it. And that's really all you have. You don't have to listen to somebody else try to validate you. You can validate yourself. You know whether you're good or you're not good, frankly. All right, let's get into the TV mode. Before we pause, I want you to listen to something that came from Ronda Rousey. Most everybody know who she is at this point in time. What is that? UFC, isn't that? What is that?
Yeah,
is
Ultimate
that
Fighting.
Yeah. She'd been making the rounds trying to bring attention to the problem of suicide, because after she lost her first bout, she said she was thinking about committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So
crazy?
Here, it really is.
We can't deal with loss in this culture anymore, because everybody has to win a trophy.
That's it. All right,
that's it. Everybody gets a trophy, so now we can't deal with it.
Right. All right. So listen to this for a second.
There's a history of suicide in my family. My dad and his father both took their lives, and I think it's suicide's the number one killer of young teens as well. And I do a lot of work with Dee Dee Hirsch, which is a free mental health clinic here in L.A. And the last event I went to for them, their whole thing was erasing the stigma, taking the stigma away from everything like suicide and making it actually acceptable for people to talk about it and look for help and to not feel like ashamed of themselves for it, you know, and I think that should be encouraged. It's not about, you know, damning people, and I feel like there's an overly negative light on that, then it's something real people are going through, not something like a weakness that we should condemn.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, just talking about it Has that helped you in kind of in
I've never shied away from talking about suicide or anything like that. I mean, it's really heavily affected our family, and anything that I could do to make sure that it affects as few people as possible, I'd be happy to do that. And I don't see why, like, it's looked at as a bad thing.
I was going to say, can't they get her into a studio? It's like she was flying on an airplane, ready to do a
few steps out in front of a semi-tractor trailer and get killed.
Good God. The message is important, but the venue might have been a little bit better. In a moment, Jennifer returns with the latest news from 24 Legacy. Who's on next?
This is so 14 cool.
before the hour on Good Day.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Don't think you need new wiper blades? We've got two words for you. El Nino, which we're pretty sure is Spanish for you need new wiper blades. So head to Napa, where select Proformer wiper blades are as low as $6.29 each. Plus, save up to 50% by mail when you buy a pair. Because you're going to need more than one good wiper blade to weather the weather. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 3/31/16.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, we have 47 after the hour. So the 24 story of the day, Jen, is...
The 24 story of the day is that there is a new cast member, and it is Jimmy Smith, TV veteran who has done, gosh, what was his show?
Well, a lot of them.
NYPD Blue is the one I'm thinking of, right?
Yeah, he did that. He did L.A. Law. That was
L.A.
First.
Law, that's right. Yeah.
He was in that show that my son wrote, The Pilot Got Stolen.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the
mayor
Cuban
of Miami.
One, right?
What was it called? Snitch or something like that? Yeah. Everybody knows who Jimmy Smith is.
Yeah, Jimmy Smith. So Fox 24 is redoing, they're rebooting the show, the franchise. They're calling it Legacy. And the pilot has cast Jimmy Smith, last doing Sons of Anarchy, in the lead role. He'll play John Donovan, a powerful U.S. senator with higher political aspirations, who's married to the former head of CTU. So that'll be a lot of fun. I think that this 24 Legacy thing is going to be okay. I think I'm going to miss Jack Bauer, Dougie. But you know what? I think I'll still watch it.
It'll still be a good show.
Now tonight, big news, if you are a fan of The Voice, it's back. Christina Aguilera joins the judges once again for season 10. Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, and Pharrell Williams are all back in their chairs as well.
Why was he at the Academy Awards last night? Did he write some piece of music?
Pharrell?
Yeah.
He probably could have. Yeah, I don't.
A lot of his stuff is used in movies.
He's a writer and a producer more than he is his own musical star, I think.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of good Monday shows to watch, I've been watching this Hulu show, 11/22/63, which is about the Stephen King novel where they go back in time.
Yeah.
The guy finds a time portal in his restaurant, and he goes back in time to try and kill Lee Harvey Oswald to save JFK. And the new episodes are released every Monday, and it starts. As far as James Franco, and is directed by J.J. Abrams. Really cool. Really cool. So check it out.
There's a show tonight on the Smithsonian Channel that's aimed at telling the story of Hank Aaron and what he did to overcome racism during his career as baseball player. They call him Hammering Hank. I think that ought to be pretty good. Also,
back to me in the studio.
Yeah, back in the
studio. All right, go ahead.
Well, no, I just was looking at the smart TV manufacturing that's going on. Viewer data is being shared. Your viewing habits being shared. So don't be so quick at using smart TV because I'm not. It may be smarter than you are. You don't want all that stuff to be known.
I'll try a TV report again tomorrow.
Yes, you will. 51 FDR. Good day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is the Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now. And I think that I'm going to somehow pull us away from the normal conversation we have about the news because your mom passed away. And we actually were having quite a good conversation off the air. And I want to bring it to the air because I think it's reflective of what, especially somebody like you, who's so steeped in the medical community. You and your brother both are very successful physicians, and your mother, I'm sure, was very proud of both of you. My son, the doctor, and she could point with both fingers.
And she was a successful registered nurse who really worked into her early 80s as a point of light, as a volunteer in what was called the Medivan in South Florida. She and retired doctors would go and take care of people who had no health care.
Yep. So under the circumstances, as we talk about the passing of your mom, I remember when your father died a few years ago.
2006.
And it seems more recent, isn't it amazing, 10 years ago?
Both
my father
about
died
89.
In 2004. Yes. And it seems like yesterday. So what we were discussing was the fact there's nobody left in front of you anymore. And we started chuckling about I mentioned the Grim Reaper. It is very evident, though, for those of us who are there, and that would include lots of people, and this may be what age you are, just when your parents are gone, hello, who's next? You.
Well,
you're next.
Well,
step up to the plate, hit a home run.
Well, I'll say it again, Doug. I felt over the weekend when we buried my mom and you look down into the ground, you feel like you're thrown through the last doorway to adulthood and suddenly you're there.
Yep, and that's it.
Yep.
You are there. You know, it's that simple, really. And I think, though, that the way a lot of people handle it, I'm not sure.
Isn't that funny, though? Even at our age, you don't really feel like you're there until your parents are gone. So even you could be even 60 years old.
Exactly.
And once your parents die, you finally are like the head, the last thing between you and there.
But you know what? It's the way of, I don't feel like, when I think about it, when I was younger, I got all freaked out about death. And maybe whatever has happened to me as I matured into adulthood, real adulthood, it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I have the conversation a lot with people, but I think about it with satisfaction when I think about whatever my beliefs are about what happens after whatever juice you got in your body, this body goes away. And it doesn't seem to be the big deal that it used to be. And I think a lot of us are so full of fear-based thinking because religion actually teaches you to be afraid of what happens next. And, you know, what happens, you're not going to stop it. So you might as well let it flow.
I think to a lot of people, religion gives comfort towards the end of life.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, it does. All right. Let's speak about, speaking of comfort, because February is Heart Health Month, we've been talking a lot this month about Super Beats and how important it is to use this product every single day for the mitigation of blood pressure, all those sorts of things. Ken is an expert in the heart, has really good reasons for liking Super Beats.
Well, your doctors may not even mention nitric oxide to you because it was only discovered in 1988, and in 1998 it was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine and Physiology. So those of us who went to medical school before this don't even really know much about nitric oxide, and it is so important. It's a signaling molecule from head to toe. It allows the muscles in the circulation to relax, so it lowers blood pressure, it improves your immune system, your gut works better, your brain works better, and your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide. It's a gas, like oxygen, carbon dioxide. The red blood cells hold it, they release it. It's like a garage door. It allows the blood vessels to open so that the red blood cells can deliver oxygen throughout your body. You need to measure your nitric oxide level. These folks, there's a Baylor scientist that works with this company, Neogenesis, has developed a saliva test strip. It's accurate. Everyone should measure their nitric oxide. And then there's two products to get you level up, Neo 40, and then to get a boost before your workout or instead of those caffeine drinks. You can get Super Beats. Both of them are very effective.
800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. One more time for Super Beats and Neo 40 to get that blood pressure where you want it to be. Get great circulation. 800-655-4183.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.